Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and we have with us today Debbie Davis from none other than Weed. Yes, that is the name. Weed, California. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
And I want to say it's an honor, because I don't know if we've ever had the privilege of having a conversation on Saturday AM Live. Yes, no?
No.
No, okay. I thought, because I thought, maybe so, maybe not. But, Debbie, let's just jump on into things. And for those of you who are still struggling with the name, because, you know, Weed, California, why on earth would somebody name a town Weed? We don't know. We're not going to go into the history of that. That just happens to be where Debbie lives. And but give us your 30 to 60 second, you know, NECAN commercial, if you could, you know, why, how, you know, all that kind of stuff. Because it's been a few years, maybe a couple decades, that you've been associated with NECAN. But tell us about that.
Wow. When you say it like that, it makes you feel old. Anyway, but maybe I'm responsible for my own feelings, right? You know, you say that, you know, give me your 30 or 60 second commercial, and it's always had like a main couple of few words in it, but I really do tailor it to whoever I'm speaking to in the moment, and the gist of it is always including these words, which says that I am a wellness consultant and wellness home specialist, and what I do is I'm changing people's lives by teaching them how to create environments of health and well-being in their own home. And I always start with that, those few words, and then I go with how they respond to that, and then I ask them questions.
And what is, if there was a most popular response, it would be what? I mean, what's the common one? Because I know where I would go, and it's like, I'm always curious when someone says their title or their occupation, I'm always curious or fascinated, what does that mean? Because some things, you know, like if they say they're a plumber or they're an accountant, you kind of know. But when they throw some new term, I'm always wondering. So licensed massage therapist, an LMT, that's kind of given. Most people know what that is. But wellness home consultant and teach people, what does that mean?
So then I continue to say things like, it's really important that we have the influence of the natural elements in our environment, but we've kind of compromised them. And the thing that's interesting in this very moment is it's really easy to say, considering we can hardly walk outside right now because of the fires. But I do, you know, when I say that, then they understand that indeed I have something to offer, and I include things like our bodies require the energies of the earth, which are magnetic, the energy of the sun, which is bioreflective, and clean water. And so a good night's sleep and nutrition coupled with good healthy water is a very good start to give the body what it requires to heal itself. And I always... These things are always based on the way that the people respond to me, but I also include taking responsibility for my own health, and as we know this one, adopted from Dr. Gary, this is about being healthy by choice and not by chance, and this is something you may or may not know about until someone like me offers to share it with you, and then I go into that question. If I knew of a way, and then I'm listening to what they're saying, would you want me to share that with you? And often, like very often, they always say yes, they would like me to share that with you, and that's how I get my first appointments.
And for you, Debbie, how did it start with NECAN? Was it the same thing that somebody introduced it to you, or were you doing your own research, or major product need?
It was a major product need. I actually was, as you put in my title, Energizer Bunny. Well, before I was the Energizer Bunny, I couldn't sustain the schedule I had made for myself. I was going to school full-time to get my bachelor's degree, and I was working 4 part-time jobs. And at work, I hurt myself. And I went to the doctor. They said there was nothing they could do for me. They offered me some narcotics, and with this, and I'm all insensitive to narcotics, and they said, well, do you think that we would give you anything that would hurt you? So in that moment, I didn't really think much. I was in such excruciating pain, and living in the small community that I live in, as I went to the store after I'd taken the medication to pick up my prescription, I ran into some people that I knew, and I said, I'm really hurt. I'm really under the influence. Please make sure I get home. And they did, and shortly after I got there, some friends of mine knocked on the door carrying a big black bag, and in that bag, they said, we just watched this business, and we think we can help you. So they came in, and they laid me down on my living room floor, on the pad, and with the pillow and the blanket, and they gave me the Nuken rollout. And when the doctor said there was nothing they could do for me, they came and said, we think we can help. And I was back to work on light duty in 3 days as a result of the sleep system experience, the rollout. And that's what got me started, because I realized in hindsight, how many people do I know today that are still not out of work and on medication, and I wanted people to know that there is another way. And so I started sharing this.
How important, and I know this is a silly question, but how important in your occupational experience, giving people massage, readjusting, you know, muscles and tendons and all that thing, how imperative is healthy sleep in your opinion?
Oh my gosh, it's so important. People come to me wearing their shoulders as earrings, and it's a big portion of that is because they're constantly thinking, and when we get that deep sleep, it allows our mind to rest, our body to rest, and for us to recover. It's imperative. We must have a good night's sleep, or over time, it wreaks havoc on our health.
And I'm going to follow that question up with why Nuken Sleep System, and I'm not trying to sell it, but I mean, I know the benefits that our family receives from it, and having complete strangers in our home, that yesterday they apologized for oversleeping, and they said, we don't ever do that, we can't figure it out. And I was laughing and giggling, going, well, duh, I know why you're oversleeping, it's because what you're sleeping on and under. You know, it's called a Nuken sleep system. And, but I guess the second follow-up question to what you just said is, what is it about the Nuken sleep system, the pillow, the mattress topper, the comforter? How do you explain that to a person as far as to get that deep, rejuvenating, 6, 7, or 8 REM stage cycle sleep?
How do I explain that? Good question. I actually start, when I do my massage, I've been a massage therapist for 20 years, and I use the pad and the roller in every single every single treatment, unless they have a pacemaker. Those are the only people I don't use the rollout and the pad on. But what I always tell them is that, because they say, well, what do the magnets do? And so I always start with, well, because it's a moving magnet and the technology in our sleep system has the same dynamic energy field, it is actually energy that's going through our body, and it's working at us on a cellular level. It relieves stress and tension, emotional congestion, and e-smog from our bodies while we sleep. And e-smog is also known as frequency pollution. The Europeans, I believe, are calling it e-smog. At least that's who told me that word. And what I find is that the cloud that causes the human vibration to drop, that cloud of the electromagnetic frequencies, when we expose them to the sleep system, all of that is removed just by sleeping in a good night's sleep. When you lie on the energies of the earth and sleep under the energies of the sun, which we have to call the bioreflective fibers of the sun, so we sleep on the earth under the sun, we're actually sleeping in a healing cocoon. And in that, the next morning we feel, like you said, revitalized and refreshed. And it's very interesting because yesterday I did a follow-up with someone, and part of that follow-up was a rollout, and she was conked out within the first few minutes of the rollout. And when she turned over, because I always let them lie there as long or as short as they'd like, she she actually started to snore because she was in such a deep sleep. She's all, oh my gosh, I could have slept all day. So his words are one thing, but I think the experience is quite another, and I don't think they can go with one without the other. Excuse me. It's always about encouraging them to meet with me so that I can give them the experience.
Well, and I think you texted me yesterday, and it's interesting that you bring up that person, because if it's the same one that you texted me about, you're living right now in California, current, present, is what I call a war zone. And if I were to go back 11 months in time, our family was in that same exact scenario. Wildfires burning, evacuations, and not knowing. And that not knowing produces so much stress. Natural disasters, they just do that, whether it's a hurricane, tornado, heavy winter storm, whatever the case may be, but the body really takes a toll. And so that, again, coming back full circle to that deep rejuvenating sleep and allowing the body to relax, I know I didn't get that for 5 days actively serving as a firefighter. And I know that right now, statistically, there are over 14,000 just in the state of California alone who are just putting their bodies through just absolute torture. And yet, at the same time, we may not have to be living in a war zone and going through a crisis, but just everyday stuff happens. And you see that, right, in your clients?
Oh, absolutely. Most everybody, I have a joke. I said it already, but they come in wearing their shoulders as earrings, and it's because everybody kind of ooches over tying their shoulders all the way up to their ears. And so my job is to get them to settle into their bodies and to relax and let go and let the aspects of the body go back to where they're supposed to be. And just to elaborate on that experience is I have friends that have lost their homes, and I have friends that have not lost their homes. And so not quite knowing how to reach out to them, it's kind of like to me in business, don't know how to reach out, but I've learned that I just pick up the phone and say, are you okay? Or, you know, I'd like to share something with you, or can I meet with you? And I'm doing the same thing with my friends that are fire victims, and I was able to go into the home of one who just moved here from Portland, your neck of the woods, and she literally just bought her home, and the fire roared through her the backyard and didn't touch her house, which was amazing. So as I was giving her first experience with the magnets, she was actually doing a deep release, because that war zone that you're talking about, there's a lot of PTSD, there's a lot of emotion. It's just fear, deep fear, and not knowing and not knowing what to do and how can we help and what do I do next. And so I did get to experience that with her, and she was extremely grateful for the experience that we shared yesterday, and I'll be following up with her today. And I also, the other thing, she'd never been exposed to anything from Duquesne. I also brought a jug of my water with me. So, and this was actually by comment of one of my mentors in Duquesne, and she said, well, don't you give them a glass of Pymeg water? And I thought, well, you know what? This is a private home. I could just give the glass of water. And then I gave a little card about the water, and I didn't say much more because I needed to be sensitive to the emotion of what she was experiencing. However, what we have is so important, and especially what's going on in the world right now. It's not just the wildfires, but just the world in general. And, it's so important.
Well, and your question of just simply, are you okay? That's huge. You know, because, calling on somebody, we think it may be derived as a sales call, but really just reaching out to people and asking a simple question, hey, how you doing? And then the hard part for someone like me is just shutting up, just waiting. And I'm still learning. I'm still learning how to do that. But, you know, that question, are you okay? I heard that, 14 hours ago, sitting at Home Depot waiting for my brother, because it's like, do I call him? Do I text him? we went to two different ends of the store, and we usually meet back at the beginning, at the front, and I couldn't find a vantage point to see all the cash registers and which way he'd be coming from. So anyway, the long and short of it, I'm sitting on a toolbox, and one of the employees comes up to me, because I'm just texting different people. I think I sent a text to you and family, and just catching up on the day's worth of text. And one of the employees comes up to me and says, sir, are you okay? And I burst out laughing. I said, what great customer service. I love this place. And he started laughing, and he said, so you are okay. And I said, you know, I'm great. Thank you so much. But, Debbie, what a great question to ask people. And I'm sure you use that in your business as a massage therapist. I'm curious, because not just in your occupational field, because some would say, well, it's got to be easy for you to introduce people to Nikan, because you get to use, you know, the sleep system products and the water. But going back to that question, are you okay? Are there other things that you use, or when you're introducing someone to Nikan, that you find is a good go-to, either as a complete stranger or somebody that you know for years?
I actually, it's always random in terms of, I know that many of us have been in for a while, and even if we're new, we always tailor our conversation to the person that we're talking to. So that's very important. And I always go back to that question. I think, I don't know if I've already said it, but it's the one that, let's just say someone comes in and they're hurting really bad. And my biggest thing, like you said, about yourself is, when do I stop talking? And the thing is that what I've learned from being a massagist is absolutely, again, imperative that I don't talk to them about Nikan during their massage. It's inappropriate. And so I always say, if they come in and their lower back is hurting, or they tell me they have this or that condition going on, and I say, if I knew of a way, let's just say plantar fasciitis, if I knew of a way to help that, would you want me to share that with you? And they always say yes. So it's really important that I'm always listening and then plugging into questions and letting them invite me back into their life, not me pushing them on them and not me chasing them after the appointment. It's about giving them a question, allowing to give me permission to invite me back, if that makes sense. I don't know if I was able to communicate that, but
yeah, I think it makes perfect sense. And I think that what you just taught us, those of us who have a listening ear, is that you pick the subject, you pick the anything, and I think most people on the planet today, they're dealing with something. And I love that phrase that you're using, you know, wearing your shoulders as your earrings, because we there's so much stress. And if we don't have stress, we can find it really quick by just opening up the internet and start reading or whatever, because usually it gravitates towards negative. I see that way more than the positive. But I really like and appreciate that fact of, hey, you know, if I could show you a way, because I was wrestling with that just yesterday with a friend who there's more of him to love today than there was a few months ago. And he's getting bigger, and the same size shirts that looked good on him, now they're looking pretty snug. And I thought about that yesterday. What's a good way without being offensive? You know, but I love that question. And when I woke up this morning, I thought, there's got to be a way. And you just provided that solution. And it was simply, hey, if I could show you a way to, you know, the battle, the bulge, whatever you want to call it, would you be open? And what's the worst response you've ever received from somebody?
I've never had anybody say no to that question, ever. But it doesn't mean that when I do my follow-up with them that they've said yes to meeting with me, but when I ask the question in that moment, they've always said yes. They'd want me to share that with them.
Okay. Yeah. And I ask that, reciprocally or rhetorically, because the worst that I've ever had received was somebody said, oh, thank you so much, but I already did this. And then, and I remember the look on the gal's face because she said, you're conveying with your reaction, Vance, that I made a poor choice. I said, you know, I wouldn't say it's a poor choice, but wow, you invested a lot. And I know the solution that our company has. Ooh, hi, yes. I'm just sorry we didn't connect sooner. And I didn't leave it on a downer. I said, but what you've got will work, and you know, just stay the course. And edified and admonished her for making that investment. Again, it was like a, you know, three times the amount of the same solution that Nikan had. Debbie, I want to leave off with this because I know you've got a full day ahead of you. And in Nikan, for again, as I mentioned, a couple decades now, you've seen a lot. Where do you see this going for you? In pursuit of the five pillars, the balance, and helping as many people. And by the way, how big, what is the population of Weed, California?
It's not very big. It's about 3,000. Yeah, I'm sorry that I've lived here a long time, but it's either that the population is 3,000 and the elevation is 3,500, or it's the elevation is 3,500 and the... Anyway, I never remember which is what, but it's around that 3,000 range.
And
Where do I see it going? I am actually in a place of realizing that what I do with massage is really a big gift. And I know that I help people with the Nikan products during my massage. However, having the packs back, having this rolling month to month, like, for example, I have three new people, one of them a fire victim, who decided she would purchase her 500 last month, even though she just lost everything. Having those things back, I know that there are still people out there that are looking for what we have. And I know you said you want to close, so I want to throw this in there because I just saw a wonderful sweet movie called Christopher Robin. And in there, Christopher Robin, of course, is Winnie the Pooh's best friend. And in there, Winnie the Pooh is looking for Christopher Robin, and he says, I'm going to ask Christopher Robin to help me find my friends. And he said, or I'm going to ask Christopher Robin to help my friends find me. And when I heard that, I was like, isn't that like Nikan? When I say my prayers in the morning, God, may I please find the people that are looking for me. And when I stay in that space, not that I need to or that I have to, but that I want to and I have a gift, the people are being attracted to me because of the energy that I'm holding for this. And I'm grateful. You called me Energizer Buddy. I could not keep the schedule I keep without the products that I use in my life. And I eat, live, and breathe Nikan products. It's my life. And I also strive for it to be in balance. It's not striving. I practice being in balance in the five pillars of health. And my mind must always come first. If I don't start my day with having peace of mind, my whole day unravels. Good news is we can always start over at any time. However, Vance, thank you for the honor of having my experience shared with us as a family, and I'll pass the baton back to you.
You know, Debbie, you just said so much in such a short a time, and I love the fact that you referenced the great movie, because I haven't seen it yet. The trailers, though, I mean, just sucked me in, and it was like, I looked at Faye and said, we have got to see that movie, because there's so many great truths and life principles that we can gain from not just Winnie the Pooh and Christopher Robin, but from children's, wholesome children's stories like that about reaching out, giving back to society, and being able to help people. That's truly, truly what it's all about. And you also mentioned the PACs. I won't go down my little soapbox speech about this. These are absolutely huge, and to take advantage of that, and there are people, and you referenced a gal who lost everything, and yet she still has made the decision to start her Nikan journey with a pack, because the deep discounts in the pricing, and the way it just, they're bundled together, and people are looking for that. They really are. We simply have to present it. They may not be looking for it right out of the gate, but I think if we'll take the time to explain it and say, this is the advantage, this is why it locks you in, and so many benefits come out of it. So, Debbie, thank you so much. And I don't say this out of sympathy or compassion. I say this out of complete 100% empathy, that our thoughts from our family and our prayers are with you and everybody that's in Northern California, especially this time of year, and that God would send the rain, and he'd send it in a dramatic fashion. Hey, I think you probably welcome mudslides at this point, as opposed to everything burning up.
That's pretty extreme. I don't know about that, but I understand what you're saying. Definitely to stop the fires would be good.
Yeah, so have a truly blessed day, and thank you again. And for those of you who jumped on late, Debbie Davis, who is a licensed massage therapist, and has been our guest this morning. You can catch this, or you can share it with a friend at SaturdayAMLive.com. Best way, the fastest way to find that, look at the 2018 recordings tab. Steve Crowfoot does his best and is as fastest as possibly to get the recordings posted, but they're immediately shoved right there. And so, Debbie, again, have a fantastic day, and thank you for sharing with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, dear one.